Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now.
Hello and welcome. It is the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast. I'm John Stillman alongside David Lee from Mach 1 Financial Group, serving folks throughout Northwest Arkansas who are retired or getting close to retirement. David, what's happening? How are you?
Hey, John, I'm good. Long time no talk. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, man. Always good to get your wisdom on different matters in the financial world. And I wanted to talk with you this week about husbands and wives, spousal disagreements that we sometimes see in the financial world. And I know this is sort of foreign territory for you since you've never disagreed with your wife about anything.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just ask her.
But in all seriousness, what's the stupidest fight you guys have ever had?
Oh, the stupidest fight we've ever had. Boy, you caught me off guard with that one. I can't think of a stupid. I'm sure we have. Yeah. Probably, you know what? I know what it is. She is a dog person, and I love our dogs too, but you know, I love my house more. And so we're always arguing about the dogs clawing the doors and whether we're going to get rid of the dogs or keep the dogs. I guess that's about the stupidest fight we ever have.
Yeah.
It's kind of an ongoing one. Not really a fight. It's just more of a disagreement over the value of dogs versus the value of houses.
We'll call that a difference of opinion more than a fight. Yeah. Which, honestly, a lot of these things we're going to talk about in the financial realm are just differences of opinion. Like, for instance, how much of our money should be at risk and how much should be in a safe place. Very often, husbands and wives don't see eye to eye on that.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, this is probably the most common disagreement that I ever come across. It seems like just about in virtually every appointment that I have, because everybody's different, right? Everybody's got a different risk tolerance, husbands and wives. I'd say probably 80% of the time, as a rule of thumb, the male is usually the more aggressive investor, risk tolerant investor, however you want to put it. Female, more the conservative investor. But sometimes it's certainly the other way around. So in any good marriage, it's always compromise, right? That's the key to having a good marriage, is compromising and coming to an agreement on what you can do. Just like my wife and I, we come to a compromise that she is correct and the dogs are more valuable than the house, and we keep the dogs regardless of what they're doing to the house. Because I love her. And I want her to be happy, and that's more important to me than the irritation of looking at those dog claw marks on the door. Mm-hmm. So it's all about compromise, you know. Yep. But with respect to how much should be safe versus at risk, here's the rule of thumb: whatever your age is, that's the percentage of your money that ought to be in safer places. So if you're 60 years old, good rule of thumb would say you ought to have maybe around 60% of your money in safer places where you have limited risk of loss, and 40% at risk. That's what whenever I do run across couples who are kind of disagreeing in this area, that's where I'll kind of try to recenter them on that rule of thumb and say, let's start with that as kind of an agreement point. And then if you're more risk tolerant than that, maybe we up it to the other way around, 60-40, 60% risk, 40% safe. But anyway, that's a good question, John. That's definitely a disagreement area that we see all the time.
Retirement age is also something that spouses can disagree on. At what age does it make sense for us to retire? I know you've had people who have different viewpoints on that as husband and wife.
Yeah, absolutely. And this kind of goes hand in hand with the whole aggressive versus conservative point of view. You know, retiring younger is more aggressive than retiring later. You know, you have to come to an agreement on how much money do you need to retire on. In other words, how much income, monthly income, how much income do you need to have coming in once you retire to make sure that you're not going to run out of money for the rest of your life. Then once you know what that income number is, then it's a fairly easy calculation to say, okay, well, what percent does that equate to per year? So for example, if we've got $100,000 saved up for retirement and we need $25,000 a year to live on, that's 25%, right? And so we'd have to make 25% a year to make up for that $25,000 withdrawal that we're taking out. Well, obviously a 25% per year rate of return annually is unsustainable. You have to come to an agreement on what's realistic, what's a realistic rate of return based on the risk that we're willing to take so that we can retire at the age we want to retire at and at the income that we want to retire with and have an assurance that our money is going to last for the rest of our lives.
We're talking about husband and wife disagreements when it comes to financial planning. When do we retire? How much money should we have at risk? How much money do we want to leave behind to the kids? Very often, husband and wife aren't seeing eye to eye on that.
Yeah. To be honest with you, John, this is one that I don't see a lot of disagreement on. I would say, warning for all the kids out there, I would say as a rule of thumb, most of my clients, a lot of times they say, hey, it's great if we leave money behind to our kids, but that is not our primary objective.
So maybe that's where the disagreement is then between mom and dad and the kids, not between mom and dad themselves.
That's right. So maybe you want to have a talk with your kids about what's a realistic expectation for their inheritance, and explain to them how you're spending their inheritance.
Yeah.
But truly, John, I would say that I don't see a lot of disagreement in this area. I would say more often than not, most married couples have the viewpoint that, hey, if we leave any money behind to our kids, that's more than was left to us, and so anything that gets gravy. It'd be great to leave money behind, but that's not our primary planning objective in how we're going to manage these assets. We want to manage these assets to make sure they last for our lifetime and we can live the lifestyle that we want to live. Our kids are, supposed to provide for themselves.
We're talking with David Lee of Mach 1 Financial Group. This is the Mach 1 Market Moment podcast, talking about disagreements between husbands and wives when it comes to financial planning. How about the home that we're staying in? Do we want to downsize to a smaller home or stay where we are? Very often, it seems like one spouse is living in their dream home and the other one would rather live somewhere that's maybe less to keep up or cheaper, or the property taxes are lower. Could be any number of things.
Yeah, that's right. And that is something that I do see from time to time. To me, again, maybe this is more the male point of view, obviously, but to me, it comes down to dollars and cents. So if living in that larger home takes so much income that you're not going to have enough money to retire and live life at your desired lifestyle, then you need to downsize. Clearly, you need to move to that smaller home. I would say most often I don't see a lot of disagreement between husbands and wives in this area. Usually people realize that it usually becomes pretty obvious to people whether they need to downsize to a smaller home or stay where they are. But every now and then it is an issue, and I just have to talk those clients through that and show them the dollars behind it. And we have a great program that we use all the time called Retirement Analyzer, where we can plug in your current assets as they are today, like your pension. What's your monthly pension going to be? What's your monthly Social Security going to be? What is your current asset levels between your 401ks and your IRAs and your Roth IRAs and your other accounts? Where are we today as far as total income and total assets? And then we can run a couple of what if scenarios and say, well, what if you stayed in that house and so your expenses stay at this level? How long is your money going to last? And then what if you downsized and your expenses dropped to this level? How long is your money going to last? And if they see a dramatic difference there, it usually becomes pretty apparent to both of them what they should do. So in other words, it's just giving the husband and wife more information upon which to make a valid decision, but rather than just an emotional-based decision. Because the home where you live is obviously you're attached to it emotionally, but you don't want to make that mistake when you're trying to make sure that your money is going to last for your lifetime.
Last thing we'll mention here is lifestyle. What does our ideal retirement look like? What are we going to do with our time? Where are we going to go? Things like that. Very often, husbands and wives, I don't even know if it's that they disagree. It's just that they haven't ever talked about it in some cases. Just never had that conversation.
Yeah, great point, John. And that's kind of a good way to wrap up this discussion is that just have these discussions, talk with each other about what your goals are. What do you want to do post-retirement? I talk to people about that all the time in seminars that I cover, saying, hey, you know, it's not enough to just say, oh, one of these days we want to retire, but you got to know not only what you're retiring from, but what you're retiring to. What is it that you plan to do post-retirement? Kind of visualize that new life and talk about it as a married couple. Do you want to spend more time giving to your church? Do you want to go to on more mission trips? Do you want to play more golf? Do you want to do more traveling or all of the above? But have a vision in mind of what you want to do. It's like the Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And I've seen that happen before, where people retire, they don't really know what they're retiring to, they only know what they're retiring from. And what ends up happening in those situations, a lot of times they become very dissatisfied and very disappointed. You know, they had this event that they've looked forward to for all their lives called retirement. They get there and they realize that, well, what now? What am I going to do now? And so they feel unfulfilled and unhappy because they didn't plan for what they're retiring to. They just planned for what they were retiring from. So definitely talk about that as a married couple, and, you know, talk about your dreams and wishes and what you would do if you had all the time in the world, and then come up with that plan and an income plan around it. And then once you have the income plan, i.e. how much money do you want to be able to spend each month, the rest of the planning is relatively simple from there. And that's where we can come in to help put that plan together for you.
So if you'd like some help getting on the right page when it comes to retirement planning, if you want to be sure you're on the same page with your spouse and that everybody's needs and lifestyle goals are being met, the team at Mach 1 Financial Group can help you. If you'd like to reach out, the number to call is 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. That gets you in touch with the Mach 1 Financial Group. David Lee, always good talking with you.
Same to you, John. Have a good week.
You do the same. We'll talk with you again soon right here on the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast.
Investment advisory services are offered through Coppell Advisory Solutions, LLC, doing business as Fusion Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration is not an endorsement of the firm by the Commission and does not mean that the advisor has attained a specific level of skill or ability.